This WBEZ podcast is supported by Wise, the app for international people using money around the globe. With the Wise account, you can send, spend, and receive in up to 40 currencies with only a few simple taps. Download the Wise app today or visit wise.com. Terms and conditions apply. Be smart. Get Wise.
Good morning. I'm Adora Namigadde, and this is The Rundown. Chicago Board of Education members slammed a charter operator for failing to appear at a meeting to answer questions about their school closing plans. Board members passed a resolution summoning Acero officials to yesterday's meeting. The charter network is planning on closing 7 of its 15 campuses. Board member Debbie Pope said perhaps leaders have nothing to say to the upset families.
We and CPS are here about your children, and Acero is here about their bottom line. And those are two very different concerns.
Acero says it has a poor financial outlook. Officials said they have provided tons of information to CPS, but did not think the meeting was the right forum to discuss the situation. Chicago's law department is making a new effort to hold scofflaw owners of vacant lots accountable. A new special collections unit launched this year aims to ensure owners who fail to maintain hundreds of vacant lots pay fines and debt owed to the city. The law department can pursue tickets, demolition, and demand the property be boarded and secured. The law department's David Holtkamp says they will also pursue seizing the property.
What we're going to do is we're actually going to force sales of these lots. And we know who these individuals are, so it's not a situation where we're taking grandma's property. We're taking, you know, properties from people who own hundreds and hundreds of lots.
By the end of this year, the law department says the new unit will have secured $1 million in income for the city. Leaders from government, nonprofits, schools, and libraries gathered yesterday for the first ever Cook County Language Access Summit. Cook County Commissioner Jacina Moretta's office organized the event held in North Suburban Skokie. The goal was to share best practices and discuss challenges to providing language help for residents with limited English proficiency. With about 14% of county residents in that category, Moretta says accessing schools, hospitals, and courts is a challenge for hundreds of thousands of people.
Language access is not just about translation and interpretation, or compliance and coordination, or even cultural competency. It's about dignity and respect, and it is about equity and inclusion.
She says all levels of government need to work together to improve language access. Illinois labor leaders are banding together to advocate for better public transit systems. This comes as the Regional Transportation Authority, which manages transit in the Chicago region, faces a $730 million fiscal cliff in 2026. Tim Dre is the president of the Illinois AFL-CIO and says he's looking forward to working with lawmakers when they return to Springfield in January.
That is just a large mission that we have to fulfill to make sure that everybody, especially in northeastern Illinois, know exactly how important it is that people can get to and from work.
Some Democratic legislators are hoping to pass the Metropolitan Mobility Act. It would combine Chicagoland's three regional transit agencies into one. Some more things you should know today. Former Sheriff's Deputy Sean Grayson will be staying in jail at least until the new year while he awaits trial for killing Sonia Massey. That's after an appellate court in Springfield agreed to put a hold on its own ruling ordering that Grayson be released pre-trial. The court made its initial ruling last week, but they've agreed to stay the decision while Sangamon County State's Attorney, John Millhiser, appeals to the Illinois Supreme Court. Grayson is facing first-degree murder charges for killing Massey. Federal prosecutors say the son of former Illinois House Speaker Michael Madigan scored a big payday, thanks, in part, to a government mole. Madigan allegedly sought Danny Solis's help in meeting developers to try to win tax work for his law firm. But Madigan allegedly asked for another favor. Ask a not-for-profit to listen to his son's pitch to buy insurance for the organization. The deal for Andrew Madigan ultimately went through, and prosecutors say it netted him about $43,000. Andrew has not been charged with wrongdoing. As for the weather, Chicago experienced its first major cold snap of the season yesterday. Wind gusts between 50 to 60 miles per hour sent temperatures falling to near 0 degrees. More gusty winds this morning will create wind chills as low as 5 to 15 below zero. and city officials have opened more than 190 facilities available for those who want to stay warm. That includes the city's 6 warming centers, which open when temperatures fall below freezing. The centers will be open today and tomorrow. That's it for the rundown. If you like the show, then please rate and review us wherever you listen. I'm Adora Namigadde. Thanks for tuning in.